From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Obama administration announced today that it is going to join group talks with Iran over its suspected nuclear program. President Bush generally left those talks to the Europeans. So today's announcement is yet another change from the previous administration. And that was the big theme of President Obama's just completed trip to Europe. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on what Mr. Obama and the U.S. got out of that trip.
It's an unusually quiet day at the White House. No public events, no briefings. President Obama presumably slept in after returning home at 3 a.m. Midway through his trip, the president gave himself this report card.
Well, I think we did okay.
On one level, the trip was a triumph. Throughout his marathon of speeches, town meetings, summits, and one-on-one talks with foreign leaders, Mr. Obama received fawning media coverage. He was greeted with enthusiasm by European leaders and was extremely popular with ordinary people. Bob Kagan is a foreign policy expert at the Carnegie Endowment. He says the trip was a personal success for the president.
He was out there on the world stage and clearly appears to be much beloved in the world, which I think Americans were yearning for. I think it always makes Americans uncomfortable if they think that the vast majority of the world is hostile or unhappy with them.
It can be politically risky for an American president to travel abroad when there's a recession at home. And Mr. Obama is about to leave again next week for visits to Mexico and the Caribbean. But so far, the president's travels seem only to have helped him at home, says White House aide Bill Burton.
We noticed but aren't guided by the polls, but I did notice that his approval ratings did go up while he was abroad. And I think it's because the American people recognize that there has been a change in leadership that is going to change the way America deals with other countries and whether or not we are going to be able to get things out of those relationships with our allies.
And that's the big question, whether or not Mr. Obama can turn his popularity overseas into real leverage with our allies. He did get a few results last week, a new framework for international financial regulations and billions more in IMF loans. But, says Bob Kagan,
so far the Obama administration is pushing on a lot of open doors. They're offering others what the others are happy to receive, a less unilateral America, arms control negotiations, which the Russians do want, talks with the Iranians, which the Europeans want to see. The question will come when we're asking people to do things that they didn't want to do. Will there be any leverage to get them to do that? And I think there's reason to be skeptical.
On his big priorities, Mr. Obama couldn't convince the Europeans to commit many more troops in Afghanistan or more economic stimulus. And on Guantanamo, he only got the French to commit to taking one lone prisoner. But President Obama's top political advisor, David Axelrod, told reporters that's the wrong way to look at this trip. Just putting our diplomatic relations back on a positive footing is achievement enough. Big tangible gains will come later.
Why didn't the waters part, the sunshine, and all ills of the world disappear because President Obama came to Europe this week? That wasn't our expectation. That'll take at least a few weeks.
Jokes aside, that is the White House premise, that if the president shows some deference and humility to U.S. partners now, he can win their cooperation down the road on issues like climate change, the global economy, or nuclear proliferation. Take the Russians. The president is embarking on a new round of arms control negotiations, a top Russian priority, in the hopes that later the Russians may put pressure on Iran. P.J. Crowley was a national security aide in the Clinton White House.
Clearly, if you're able to make progress in one portion of the nonproliferation portfolio, it can have broader benefits. No guarantee, but I think that's a reasonable strategy to take.
And a necessary one. While on some issues, like the war in Afghanistan, the U.S. can conceivably shoulder the burden alone. But there is no acceptable unilateral solution to the Iranian nuclear threat. President Obama will have to find a way to get the Europeans and the Russians and the Chinese to help him put pressure on the Iranians if they are to be dissuaded from their nuclear weapons program. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.